Well, Chef Heather really did a lot of cooking this year, as you know, if you follow me on Instagram. And with all of us cooking more at home this year, there's so much more to wash. Oh my gosh. I had no idea how much more work it was going to be, not just the cooking and the cleaning up, but then the laundry. And you know what? It smells. When you get food, you know, into those, the napkins, and I love cloth napkins, but I mean, my gosh, they start to smell in the kitchen towels and everything. Guess what? I found OxiClean. OxiClean Odor Blasters is a laundry booster specifically formulated to work on all of your stinky, smelly laundry. It's specifically formulated for use on musty towels, sweat, and body odors. And it rids clothes, linens, and laundry of stubborn smells and stains, returning them to a clean, fresh-smelling state again. I mean, I have to tell you, when I fold my linens and my napkins and my kitchen towels and put them back in the drawer, I feel like they smell so good now. So what is it for you? Do you have pets? Do you have stinky kids? Hello, Nikki. I am just telling you, this is the time for OxiClean Odor Blasters because it's specifically formulated to tackle the toughest odors in your home and not just cover them up. Work your magic with OxiClean Odor Blasters and save. Visit OxiCleanCoupons.com right now, where a coupon is waiting just for you. This is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it two times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back, everybody. Okay, crazy day, per usual, but I just left the hot sauna, and my kids were making fun of me because I came home and said sauna, and they're like, sauna? And I'm like, that's my accent. I don't know what you want from me. And I just met this new girlfriend through someone else who's from New York, and every time I'm with someone from New York, my accent gets decidedly worse. So there you go. But it started me thinking about New York and where I'm from and all of that, because I know last week we were talking about the twins getting their senior parking spots and going to school. And Max was just working on her resume for her college applications, which is just, I mean, it's just boggles my mind. It's just so crazy. I just can't believe it. So anyway, so we never got to do two things this summer. We didn't get to do my alone trips with them like I usually do because of the pandemic. And we still haven't been able to do college tours, which is so crazy because I had this whole, you know, like vision and plan of taking them to all these, you know, back to the East Coast and doing a big tour and then all through California and maybe going down to Arizona and, you know, different parts of the country to look at colleges. And we never got to do it. But then as I thought about it, I thought maybe that's a good thing because isn't that kind of, you know, like dating someone that might not marry you, maybe it's better to find out where you get in and then go visit and make a decision. All right. Well, I thought that, but then I realized they have this early action, early decision thing where I can't remember which one's which, but one of them, you apply early and you're not committed. And one of them, if you apply there early, you have to go if you get in. I don't know how they enforce that, but apparently you have to go. So they actually do need to see schools. And I was thinking like, where should we go? And then I had kind of an idea. So I'm throwing it out to everyone, to the whole community here to see what you think. But so a few weeks ago, I did a poll about doing live shows because I used to do live shows before the pandemic all the time. And it was really fun. And we were going to go on tour and then everything shut down, obviously. So the question was, should we do live shows again? And my gosh, your response was amazing and huge. And it was a big thunderous yes. And basically everyone nominated their own city all across the country. So thank you. But I can't really plan a 50 city tour yet. But what I do want to do is do at least one. So what I was thinking was, what if I do one at Syracuse University? Because first of all, it's my alma mater. And now that we're talking about colleges with the kids and thinking about it, I think I've never gone back since I graduated. I'd love to see my sorority and do all that. And Max actually applied to Syracuse, so I thought it would be cool for her to see it too. I don't know. What do you think? Does that sound like a good idea? I'm kind of working on this right now. So give me your feedback. Tell me who's in, who's going to road trip there. I'm hoping some of my sorority sisters do. Because I think it would be incredibly fun just to go back and be reminded. I know last week we were talking, Allie Webb and I were talking about, you know, her kids not going to a traditional four-year college. And I think it's good for my twins in different ways. And I know for me, it was a good transition for me. I mean, I would have thought I was, you know, completely independent and fully formed when I graduated high school, but I certainly wasn't. And that was a really good 4 years for me. I tried on a lot of hats. I had some really bad moments. I had some really fabulous moments. It was, you know, it sort of ran the gamut. And I'd like to go back and sort of feel that feel again and see what it's like and maybe also see the campus through the kids' eyes and all the funny moments and funny memories and, you know, embarrassing memories and horrified memories and everything in between. Okay, so here's what I'm going to task you with. I am calling all my Sigma Delta Tau sisters, and yes, I'm really saying this, send me the pictures. And you know the pictures I'm talking about. Look, I didn't just gain the freshman 15. I was an overachiever in that particular arena. And I definitely gained the freshman at least 30. So there are some doozies out there. And the hair, oh, I can't, the hair in those big composite pictures that you have in the sorority, I'm sure that's just hideous. But send me your pictures. So I'm calling out my girls. I'm talking about Amy Goldstein, Leslie Solomon, Felicia Newman, Mary Katz, Lisa Berlin, Julie Lefkowitz, Mindy Weichelbaum, Terry and Tammy Gartenberg, who were my first roommates in the sorority house. I think they became chiropractors. They were super cute. No one could tell them apart but me. Oh my gosh, who I know I'm missing, like Jen Schreiber. Did I say Jen Schreiber? A lot of you know her. She's a really popular Peloton instructor. Jen Sherman, she goes by now. I know I'm missing a million. Stacey Koppelman. Oh my gosh. Tracy, April, Ruby. All right, whoever sat in the kitchen with me at 2 o'clock in the morning and ate Cracklin Opran, Liz Astroff, I want to see those photos, the hideous formal pictures, the dresses, the waterfall bangs, the nail jewelry. I want to see it all because we're going to do this live show and I'm going to post, I'm going to put the pictures up on the big screen and we're going to rehash and go through the whole thing. It will be so fun. I think this will be a great live show. I think it'll be really fun. And I think it'll be so funny for the kids to see it all. Right. Anyway, that's what I think I'm going to do. I think I'm going to do that. Let me know your thoughts. And then I can like take a little side trip and see my family in Manhattan while I'm over there. And what I was thinking was that all of the proceeds would go to the Lockerbie Scholarship Foundation. So when I went to Syracuse University, if you remember, there was a terrorist act and there was a plane, a Pan Am plane that was bombed. And it was a lot of kids from our theater department that were on that plane. And it was devastating on so many levels. And still to this day, I think about it every year. So they set up a scholarship foundation for students to honor the memory of our students that passed away that day. So all the proceeds from this live show will go to the Lockerbie Scholarship Foundation. I've already started talking to Syracuse. So, okay, maybe I'm a little farther in the process that I'm like putting out there, but I think this would be really cool. I mean, my schedule is kind of crazy right now with, you know, filming and everything that's going on. And Terry and I have our new show, 7 Year Stitch, we're casting right now. I've got some amazing couples. I'm very, very excited about that. So things are kind of busy. So what I thought was if I get one in the fall when all the students are back on campus and make it really fun and exciting. And then if it goes well and everyone, you know, thinks this is a great idea, then maybe like we'll jump off the beginning of 2022 in some other cities and kind of move around and do that. All right. So message me, let me know what everyone is thinking about that. Cool. So today on the show, two incredibly special guests, very dear friends of mine, Jamie Lynn Sigler, who you know and love. She played the role of Meadow in The Sopranos, amongst a million other movies and TV shows. She's also a musical theater girl. She's an unbelievably talented singer. And her best friend, also a dear friend, Lance Bass, who you know from the group NSYNC and also, I mean, everything, television, he's everywhere. He's all over Instagram. He's open, clubs and restaurants, and he's so fun. And I just adore them both. And I thought it would be fun to bring them on together. They've been on separately, but I thought it'd be fun to bring them on together and talk about friendship. I feel like one of the themes on the show lately is that we've been talking a lot about the pandemic and what it's done to friendships, and how for me personally, I really found that I've been able to cut a lot of toxic relationships from my life, but it's also allowed me to open up to maybe meeting new people and maybe forming some new friends, but I'm not really willing to put up with bullshit anymore. So I want to talk about friendship with them, find out what makes their friendship tight and even long distance, because Jamie just moved to Austin, Texas. And we're going to dive into it. So I think this is going to be really great. So stay tuned, hang on where you are, grab a glass of something, because Jamie and Lance and I, we like to celebrate a little when we're together. And so grab your glass of champs and stay tuned, because Jamie Lynn Sigler and Lance Bass are coming up next. Okay, before we bring on Lance Bass and Jamie Lynn Sigler, I want to remind you guys that this Sunday is going to be the very first Sunday Quickie with Heather, live at 5 Pacific Standard Time. And if you're on the East Coast, that's going to be 8 p.m. And we are going to have a lot of fun. So it's just a little quickie. I'm going to answer your questions. We're going to get together. We're going to communicate. We're going to have fun. I can't wait. Sunday, live at 5. Join me. We're going to have fun, pop a glass of champs, the whole thing, answering your questions. Join me then. And now stay tuned, because Lance Bass and Jamie Lynn Sigler are coming up next.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
You guys remember when I jacked up my leg trail running and it was right before I went on vacation? Well, it got me thinking, what if I got injured when I was on one of my trips and needed emergency help? And that's when I found out about Air Med Care Network Fly You Home. If you get hurt or sick and are hospitalized more than 150 nautical miles from home, they will transport you to a hospital of your choice in a medically equipped private aircraft, and you won't have to pay a dime out of pocket for it. They've also completed more than 18,000 missions and have over 30 years of experience, so you can expect industry-leading care while recovering. Now, I know what you're thinking. This must be expensive, right? But guess what? It's as cheap as $134 a year for your entire household. And if you use code Heather, they'll give you up to a $60 gift card when you join. For all of you like me who love getting out there, I can't recommend enough the peace of mind you'll feel with an AMCN Fly You Home membership. Just visit airmedcarenetwork.com/Heather today and get up to a $60 gift card with code Heather. Again, that's airmedcarenetwork.com/Heather and use code Heather.
Now back to Heather Dubrow's World.
Okay, please welcome Jamie Lynn Sigler and Lance Bass.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hi, guys. Welcome. Does everyone have a beverage?
No.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, well, I'm cheersing with Lance.
Please.
Jamie did not get the memo.
Well, it also feels like weird. Like, I'm in my baby's room. He has his iPad in his crib. It's just, I'm in survival. I'm in a reno right now. I don't even know where, I don't have a kitchen.
And that in all honesty, it's kombucha. It's not.
It's pretty, though.
You guys suck. That never stopped me before, by the way.
It has a little alcohol in it. Kombucha.
It does. Like,
you know what, Heather? You knew I was pregnant with this one because I wouldn't drink the champagne when I came to your podcast. And you're like, are you pregnant? Mm-hmm. I'm like, how'd you know?
I looked at her. I'm like, listen, Missy. Yeah. I know the look of someone who wants a drink but can't have it.
This is it.
That's so funny. But what's crazy, by the way, your green marble is epic.
It's going to be worth it. But I've never done a renovation before, and we're living through it. And it's, it was supposed to be done a month ago. And so here we are, and it's still not done. But the green, and I always wanted a green kitchen
it's
with
gorgeous.
This sexy marble, and it's almost done.
It's gorgeous. And
thank you.
Yeah, it's crazy. And so here's what I need to know before we start, because I actually don't think I know the answer to this. How did the two of you meet?
Oh.
Go for it, Jamie.
Okay. Well, Sopranos was like coming up at the time when NSYNC was everything. Well, I mean, yeah. When is NSYNC not everything? But so I lived in New York City and MTV was based in New York City. So they were there all the time. And so I want to say we met like in the club scene, maybe once or twice, the mutual friends, but we really bonded after 9/11. Michael Jackson put on this like huge concert in DC. Was it, Lance?
Yeah, it was at RFK Stadium. Yeah.
Okay. And wow. They flew a bunch of people down and I knew people that were helping organize it. And I went down and I was going to be one of the people that was like introducing one of the acts. And so there was just all these amazing people like hanging in this like big green room. And I am very uncomfortable in situations like that. Normally, like I feel like I snuck in somehow and someone was going to kick me out. And Lance was there. We played pool for hours and hung out and bonded and became besties. And then anytime he was in New York, we would hang out. And then it was like history since then.
I know. I just remember, the pool table, which I don't play pool, but we were pretending to. But I just remember you were the coolest person there. I'm like, aww. I love this girl. So yeah.
Well, I have to say, out of everyone that I've ever sort of met in the Hollywood scene, I really mean this, in the Hollywood scene and I have become friendly with, the two of you are the most real, normal people. No, it's true. And what's nice is everyone says that about both of you. Oh, truly.
That's so nice.
You're both.
I feel that way about you too, though. I think you're very like disarming in the best way. Like you're here, no bullshit. You're awesome. You're real. You're cool. I mean, that's why, everybody loves you, but I feel the same about you.
Thank you. So were you freaked out, Lance, when Jamie's like, hey, by the way, I've got a pact with these two girls and we're moving off to Austin. Like those are supposed to be drunk plans, Jamie Lynn. That's not supposed to be like that. You don't really follow through. That's like, hey, let's get up tomorrow and hike at 6 a.m. And it doesn't happen.
Yeah. Right.
No, it sounds like something I would say a lot. Every time I go on vacation somewhere, I'm like, I could live here. Let's just move here. I hate that she is not in LA anymore, but I love Austin and
it's cool.
Think it's such a great place. And I would love to be able to follow her out there at some point.
That's my plan.
Well, that's super interesting because, you're pregnant with twins, boy, girl twins, which is super. What are you? Did you release your due date?
No, not yet, but they'll hopefully come right before Halloween.
Okay. By the way, is that not perfect for you?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. You're going to scare your children on their birthday every year.
If it happens November 1st, I'm going to be very disappointed. Let's just say that.
Okay. So you're having the kids. So do you and Michael talk about leaving? Because like Becca was on the show recently, Becca Tobin, and I know she's one of your close girlfriends that you and Haley, and she like all kind of made this pact and left. And I get it. There's the family. There's like, what you're going to raise, where you're going to raise your kids. Do you and Michael talk about that?
Oh, yeah. All the time. I grew up in the South. So I love the idea of being able to raise your kids with a little more room and a great community that you create. But we're actually going to be living in Miami half the year. So the kids will go to school in Miami. We're next to grandparents. And of course, saving taxes is nice too.
Well, I wasn't sure if you were going to go there, but I was going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was like, there's no secret here. It's the reason.
I'm a businessman at heart. Yes.
Listen, Terry and I, we talk about this and we have sort of vacillated on the whole thing. Every once in a while, he's like, we could live in for, 51% of the year. And then the other half of the time he goes, I'm old. Life is too short. We have enough zeros.
I like that. I hope I could say that one day. But you're also, your kids are older. I feel like, they're probably.
Do you know the twins are good? They're applying to college right now.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's crazy.
Wait till you see Nikki. He's 6 feet tall. He's a man.
Wow. I can't imagine.
It's just so crazy. Have you been giving Lance, parenting advice?
I don't think he's going to need it. He knows I'm always here. I did give them, though. They came here to visit me for my 40th birthday. And I had a Gucci diaper bag for both my kids that was only used on like special occasions.
The special diaper bag.
And so it was like barely used, but I gave it to them. Like that was
And the blanket. It had a blanket with it too.
And my favorite cozy blanket and stuff. But I mean, look, I'm going to be respectful, but they know that I am here for any, I'm here to hold a baby in the middle of the night. Like I've been there. I've done that. I'm just so excited for the two of them. They're going to be the best parents.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And, the best uncles.
Oh yeah. Well, we love your kids and I can't wait. I mean, until the babies come really, we don't know what advice we need.
Right.
so it's all going to be all at once when November comes.
Well, the best advice, honestly, is don't listen to anyone's advice because everyone's going to tell you exactly what they think and no one will know your children but you. So it's great to ask questions. Did this happen to you? What did you do? But at the end of the day, you guys will do what you want to do and it will be right.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, so many idiots have babies that I think we'll be fine.
I used to say that all the time when I would like be... But like now we don't have a kitchen. My kids are eating like goldfish and bananas every day. I was like, people have been raised on a lot worse. I can't be too hard on myself right now.
No, I used to do that too, especially when the first ones were young, it was like, you know, you want to do everything yourself. Like, and I would go so far as to like make all the meals pretty and put smiley faces things out and whatever. I peaked a long time ago. By the time Coco came by, I'm like, you want bologna or you want bologna? You know, like, which is it?
That's right.
Chicken dinos every night?
They're so good, by the way. I love a chicken dino.
So do you guys talk, Lance, about how your lives will change after the babies, though? Because you guys like to go out. You travel a lot. Mm-hmm. You're opening. Yeah. By the way, I heard you bought Rave.
Rage. Yeah. It's going to be crazy. I mean, I thought my nightclub days were behind me, but I guess they're just starting. And I guess it'll be fun to raise kids in a nightclub theater.
They're going to have the best birthday parties.
Right? What are you going to do with it? Because I remember going to Rage back in the day.
It was my first club to go to in LA. Yeah.
The only gay club, really. It was the only gay nightclub and it was fun to go and everyone was gorgeous and dancing and like having the best time. So it got shut down and you decided to like pick up the torch?
It did. Well, you know, Rage is so iconic. It's been around for 30 years. And you know, it was the first gay club I ever went to with my girlfriend back in the day. And it tells you how long ago that was. And, you know, during the pandemic, unfortunately, so many West Hollywood places closed and Rocco's, my bar is just right across the street from Rage. And for the last 3 years, it's so much fun. But for the last 3 years, I'm like, what's happening at Rage? I would love for this to, you know, come back, you know, because it's the only real dance floor we have in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
So it closed and then we had the opportunity of taking over the lease and it was great because the landlord, who can be very difficult, really wanted us to get it because SB, all these big companies wanted to come in and build a huge nightclub.
Right, homogenize it.
Yeah, and not for the gay community. So we wanted to make sure that it stayed LGBT, but it is going to be so much fun. Basically, it's the new Studio 54. You know, it's a discotheque. We want to be on the dance floor for hours.
I love how nostalgic you are. I remember you tried to buy the Brady Bunch house and all that. I love that you love to like keep things intact. I feel like I'm very, you know, nostalgic for things like that too. Are you like that too, Jaylen?
Not as much, but I agree with you. I think that that's a really beautiful part about Lance. He has such respect for history and preserving it. And I think that this is like going to be just the beginning, I think, of your empire of doing this type of stuff. You're the guy.
I hope so.
So, and actually I'm in business with you on something.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Bubble Tap Trailer.
A Bubble Tap Company.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that until right this second.
I know. And it's this company's evolving too, because you know, of course, the pandemic, the Bubble Taps had to stop.
Yeah.
So the founders there, they've been really, you know, playing around with all kinds of fun things like the conscious cocktail business that they're starting. So it's basically kind of like a juicing place, but it's for cocktails. So it's all healthy. Like really healthy cocktails.
It's cool stuff. Ugh. You know, Max, my daughter, Max, she has a podcast called I'll Give It To You Straightish. She's, you know, she came out as bisexual a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she wrote a book based on her podcast and we're going to have a big book party. I'll send you guys invitations, but we should do a trailer.
That would be amazing.
Right?
We'll definitely get it set up.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, I'll talk to you about that.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
People Every Day is People Magazine's daily culture podcast, covering a mix of celebrity interviews, inspirational human interest stories, and coverage of what's trending in pop culture news. That's everything from the latest on Britney Spears conservatory news to downloads on things like cancel culture and the latest vaccine updates. Host Janine Rubenstein, editor-at-large of People magazine, calls up stars like Kristen Chenoweth, Tan France, and Vivica A. Fox for exclusive interviews about their life, work, and relationships. People Every Day is bringing you the same trusted journalism and coverage that's made People your most trusted outlet for celeb culture since the magazine launched in 1974. Janine also brings on writers and editors from the zine to give context to the stories behind the headlines you're seeing in the news and on Twitter and Facebook. Listen to People Every Day wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Heather Dubrow's World.
When I think about parenting, and you're both, I mean, you have young kids, you're about to have kids. I always say this. I always say you can't control where you come from, but you can control where you go to. I mean, to the best of our abilities, all right? So I'm just curious from both of you, you know, what is it that you want to emulate from where you came from? And what do you want to let go? What's the cycle we're breaking?
Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, with me, I loved being raised in a very like small town. So it felt very safe. I want my kids to feel super safe. I mean, I lived in a place where you didn't lock the doors, and I probably won't ever live in a place like that ever again, but I want them, I want them to still have their innocence. I want to keep that intact as long as possible. But also what I didn't have is to be exposed to the whole world, you know, and let you be able to have an open mind about everything. You know, these kids are going to be in New York all the time. They're going to be in Miami, LA. They're going to see the world, and they're going to have to be around different cultures. And that's one thing that I missed growing up in Mississippi was culture. I mean, it was just Southern Baptist, white, and that was it.
Yeah.
That's great. I want to, part of the reason was our move here was community. I grew up in a neighborhood where you rode your bikes to your friends' houses and you knew your neighbors and you would go to dinner. I mean, that's the life we're building here for them. And I'm really proud of that. And it meant so much to me. And so I'm so happy that we can give that to our kids. But something I want to go to for them is kind of more like, I don't want them to have any guilt for what they have. I want them to appreciate what they have. But, you know, my mom was an immigrant, a political refugee. And I think that in her own process of like kind of healing from that, you know, whenever we might have had a complaint, we were, you know, told that we weren't allowed to because of how lucky we were.
Right.
And I want my kids to understand how lucky they were, but I don't want them to feel guilty for their privilege. I want them to understand what they can do with it, but I don't want them to have any negative feelings about it. Because that's something clearly I've been dealing with in like my own therapy and stuff, but I think it's important because, I think that there's a balance to it, and I want them to, like I said, have a full appreciation and understanding, but, to also be able to celebrate what they have.
Yeah. Man, that's a hard thing. And you guys will see this, but Terry talks about this. He's like, you know, how are they ever going to have fire? How are they ever going to have this? Because, you know, I didn't grow up in a house like this, you know, Terry did, and he's from Van Nuys. Like we just didn't. And so it's about, you know, trying to keep your kids grounded, which I think I'm super lucky and our kids are nice kids. But it is interesting being famous and raising kids in the public eye. So what do you, cause like I have walked the line. The twins are almost 18 and Coco, and my youngest is 10, Kat's almost 15. So, you know, there was a period of time when they were going through their awkward stage where I kind of like stopped talking about them and didn't only, you know, post sanctioned photos and the whole thing. And now they're getting to an age where they can make those decisions on their own, how they want to be included in something or not. But you do see some celebrities fuzzing out the faces and putting emojis over them and just don't want. So where do you guys lie in that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, sometimes to be honest, I feel bad. Like maybe I'm sharing them too much. I try and not, you know, do it too much, but like sometimes I'll take a picture of my older son who'll be like, are you going to put that on your Instagram? And I'd ask him, like, do you want me to? Like, he dressed himself the other day and thought he looked
I
like,
I saw it. It was so cute. Yeah,
and he's like, put this on your Instagram. I was like, okay. But you know, I don't know. I mean, being here in Austin, we're feeling kind of removed from all of that. So it feels, he has a bit of an awareness. Like I picked him up from baseball camp the other day and he's like, my coach wants to meet you because of something called Sopranos. And I was like, yeah, like he had no idea because I've never talked about it with him. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to have same with you, like just like deal with it as it comes and as it goes. I don't want him to look at me any differently. I don't think he will. But it's our reality. It's what I do and what I hope to continue to do, you know?
Yeah. I think we'll have to assess the situation, you know, as we go. You know, when they're infants, you know, it's a lot easier, you know, share pictures and everything because no one can recognize them, you know. Yeah. Even, I don't feel like they would be in danger, but when they, maybe, you know, start to form their, you know, what they look like, it's then I'll have to assess the situation and see, you know, if they want that or if even if I want that. And we're in a different situation too because, you know, just being gay parents, it's scary. Like I worry for my kids because there's a lot of people out there that want to physically harm my family. And so privacy is a huge thing for me. And so I'll definitely have to, you know, that's going to be in the back of my head, the whole time, especially when they become recognizable.
Yeah. That's been a big thing in our house, especially lately when Max came out, she was 16. And so it was her decision, but I thought 16 was a reasonable age because you do worry about them sharing too much and doing so, you know, and you'll see, I'm not going to tell my other children's stories, but some of my other kids have stories that they'll, you know, share and tell. And I told them, you know, you take your time and you don't worry about, you know, what people think and you just do your own thing, but it is scary, Lance. So do you think you'll always live in a gated community?
Most likely. Right now we don't. So,
really?
and it scares me because I get mail here, you know, addressed to me and, you know,
isn't it weird that everyone knows your address?
You go online and you can find it. It's like, this is so scary again, because there's so many idiots out there, that, you know, you just want to protect your kids. So of course we have crazy security and cameras everywhere, but you know, you could easily come and knock on my door.
Yeah. Jamie, I thought that, you would be even more recognizable in, I've been to Austin, such a cute town, but I would think that because it's like a smaller non-Hollywood town, but I know there's a lot of famous people that live there, but I would think you'd be even more recognized there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am kind of oblivious to it. I mean, I always have been, I don't really look for it. Maybe I try to avoid it. Do you know what I mean? I don't really like want to feel different or looked at any extra. But yeah, I mean, I'm also like living like suburban mom life. Like I go to Target and, you know, Whole Foods and schools and camps. I'm not really venturing out much into places where it matters.
It's nice. Yeah. You're getting the best of both worlds. It's fun to be home with the kids at that age too.
For sure. It's
especially when you can leave and go do a job and then come back.
Can't wait. I'm about to. And I had a Zoom with the director the other day and she's like, what are you going to do with the kids? I was like, you have no idea. You are giving me a gift, not only of a job, but a break. Thank you.
What am I going to do with the kids? I'm going to pat them on the head and run.
Yes. I'm going to say bye.
Goodbye.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.
Hey guys. guys. This is Kale Lowry.
And this is V Rivera.
We're the hosts of
Baby Mama's No Drama.
Every Tuesday, we talk about parenting, co-parenting, lifestyle, and sex,
pop culture, current events, and pretty much all the things you want in one podcast.
So download and subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Listen to us every Tuesday and join us with all the tea.
Now, back to Heather Dubrow's world.
It makes me think about Britney with all the talk about the kids and being famous and all that. Lance, I know you've known Britney Spears for a very long time. Do you have any thoughts on what's going on with her?
I've kind of said my piece on, I did Chris Cuomo last week. And of course, anytime I speak about Britney, the fans are going to go nuts. Anyone close to Britney is an enemy to them because they don't think that anyone around her orbit did enough to help. But ultimately, you know, I definitely believe in the Free Britney movement. I believe that she needs to be away from the dad. She needs to pick her own people running this conservatorship if she even needs one, especially choosing her own lawyer. I think to me, there's a bigger picture here. I haven't spoken to her in years. We have, you know, we've been kept away from each other for quite a while, but I don't know exactly what she needs, but I do know that she, to me, is what, and what I see is sane enough to pick her own people. And the only thing that I don't subscribe to is that she's sending cryptic messages and all that type of stuff. It's like when the conspiracy theories start, it's a little much. Like, I like to stick with facts, but the main thing that I'm concerned about is the court systems and this judge. Like, if this is really true, then we have to look at this judge, because that means that they're corrupt, right? I don't know. It's scary.
It's super scary. I've been a fan of hers for years. I met her once. I think she's so talented. I just loved when her sister finally came out and talked. And I love that she was saying, like, I haven't been able to say anything because this is Britney's story to tell. But as soon as Britney said something, she came out and defended her. And she's like, I'm the only one not on the payroll. I mean, that's what sickens me. I don't know about you guys, but, you know, when you are in the public eye and when you have money, people act differently. They just do. I mean, we've been lied to. We've been stolen from. We've been blackmailed. I mean, like, all of it. And I'm just horrified when I hear family members sycophants off of,
I know, you know, it happens all the time with you know, kid actors, but I mean, she's 40 years old now. Like, she needs to figure it out herself.
Yeah, I agree. Free Britney, man. And then, oh, you know what I wanted to talk to you about? Space. Lance, are you so excited? Are you sad that you're not in space? Are you excited that everyone's finally going? Jamie, you remember when he was going to space?
Of course.
You're so cute in your suit and the zero gravity.
It was one of my favorite times in my life to be able to train, you know, over in Russia and go to the ISS and do my experiments and everything. Unfortunately, my mission got canceled the week before I was supposed to fly, but I'm really excited that this new space exploration is happening. And I love the competition, in the private sector of, you know, cause this is our right plane, right? This is our, you know, the first of the first.
Yeah.
So the technology is going to get so much better now that they finally, like, Richard Branson has done it. So there's going to be this competition, and I don't really care to go on it because it's just skimming space and you get like 2 minutes of free fall, whatever. I want to be able to use these crafts
to land somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I want to go to the ISS. I want to live there for a week and do my experiments that I've been wanting to do. This will get us to the moon easier. You know, I'm sure in our lifetime, they will be building a moon hotel. That would be so fun to take these crafts there. I just think it's amazing.
My neurotic Jewish mother mind. Jamie, I would never go on the first flight.
I wouldn't go on the 100th flight. That's like too soon. No.
But I feel like he was just talking about the Wright brothers. Like, I feel like we're those people now. It's like, can you imagine when they were first flying and people were like, we will just take the buggy. You know, we are totally not
right.
Who needs to get there that fast? That's us. We're like 100.
I've always been 100 and I will forever be 100.
Yeah, I throw caution to the wind. I'm not sure I'll do it.
No, I'm like, let the first generation phone come out. I'll get the second one. Work out the glitches. Right.
Yep. True. And tell me how to use it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that's why we have children.
That's how it was with the vaccine. I was like, I waited, you know, a few months to get the vaccine just to see, you know, give it a few months just in case people are turning green or something.
Right.
So, yeah.
Not me. You know, I'm married to a doctor. He's like, give me all of them. I will take every single one.
I mean, science. Come on.
I had the J&J 3 hours before it was paused.
Oh, yeah. We did it like a week before it got paused. Yeah.
Mine was like my Instagram story was still on with me going J&J and it was paused. And I was like, and then my mother called me and she was like, I told you not, whatever. It's fine. I'm vaccinated now. All right. So what's next for you guys? So Jamie, what's going on with you? So you're in Austin, you're doing your renovation.
I'm doing our renovation.
What's next for you?
About to shoot a movie in Atlanta for a couple of weeks. I just shot a pilot was like passed by a network, but now being considered by another. So we're kind of in that limbo a little bit. But I'm just, you know, I really feel like our whole move to Austin was about like living for today and stop worrying about the future, you know? And I really feel like I'm surrounded by people now where it's kind of this vibe where you work to live as opposed to live to work. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like everybody here really enjoys their life. I feel like when they're not working, they're enjoying. And I just feel like we're immersed in that and I'm really appreciating it. And I will still continue to do what I love. And things come and go as they please, but I'm just kind of really enjoying our life right now.
And Lance?
I have my hands on a lot of things right now. You know, I've definitely been, doing a lot of more businesses in the last few years with my restaurants and bars. That's great. And I have an amazing team that just runs that. But entertainment wise, I love producing. And this year has been really, really good for it. Like a lot of projects are finally going forward. So I have my Unicorn Hunter show, So it's like, you know, the Shark Tank for searching for billion-dollar businesses. And that's just been so much fun. And it's like a masterclass in investment. And it's been like sitting next to Steve Wozniak and the treasurer of the United States and the CFO of Joe Biden, that you're just like, why am I here? But I'm learning so much. This is so great. So we'll shoot the second season next month. And then I'm working on the Lou Pearlman miniseries, which I've been trying to do for years.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, so we just had I hope it goes to Netflix. I'm just going to put that in the universe because I think it's just because it's the same writers as Narcos. So it's kind of a perfect fit. And so it went really well. And I'm hoping soon we'll be able to announce what network it goes to. And I cannot wait to announce who's playing Lou Pearlman because it's perfect.
I can't wait. Do it now.
Yeah. I know. I wish I could.
You have to tell me later. Another thing I'm going to put out in the universe for Lance is I feel like Lance has had all of these things that were amazing and about to happen that needed to happen that weren't quite at the right place. And I feel like it's all coming together for you. I told you that. It's just like, I just know that this is the time and it's no coincidence that your babies are coming all at this time. It's all
they bring
happening.
Good luck. They really do. Yeah. And
it does
you know
feel
what?
Right.
One of the things about that I think was a really big silver lining, because I had a lot of projects that got shut down, like right as it, you know, and everyone did, we all had our lives put on hold. But I really feel like the silver lining was number one, removing toxic people from our lives. That was a big plus. Number two, making interesting life decisions like moving to Austin and, you know, doing all these things that, you know, you really see like what's important to you and sort of the creative freedom, like, you know, fuck it. You know, how much time do we have left? Let's just put it all out there. I love that you said the Netflix thing. Probably 2 years ago, you wouldn't have said it. You would have probably kept it inside.
And I've learned that's like, screw it. Why am I trying to, you know, because I remember the film that I'm working on now for Sony. The whole reason I've been trying to sell this film for 15 years. I was just talking to Variety and they're like, what's the next project you want to do? I'm like, I've always wanted to do this RV project about these NSYNC fans. And the chairman of Sony read it and was like, we're doing it. I didn't even have to go pitch it. It was like done. I'm like, yes, just put it out there. It'll come to you if it's meant to happen.
I love it. I adore you two so much. I wish you continued success. And next time, Miss Jamie, you're going to have...
I will have some.
You'll have some. Hi, cutie.
Jack, can you say hi?
Hi, Jack.
Jackie.
By the way, that's what I need to do later. I adore you both. Continued success. So much love to both of you. And thank you so much for being here.
Always.
Thank you. So good to see y'all.
Bye, guys.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for the support. Don't forget to send me messages about the live show in Syracuse and send me those hideous pictures of me. Don't forget to go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and say what you love about Heather Dubrow's World. And we will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Thursday and Friday on Podcast One, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And please make sure to subscribe to the show and leave a lovely 5-star rating. Go to Apple Podcasts and say how much you love Heather Dubrow's World. See you next week. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little dog on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.